Welcome to Brandon Hall Group's HCMX Radio, the only podcast in the HCM arena that weaves current market research, HR technology, and industry leaders into each episode. Brandon Hall Group is a research, analyst, and advisory firm that provides strategic insights for executives and practitioners that are responsible for learning, talent, growth, and business results within their organizations. Our focus is on ensuring continuous business performance. Our research practice areas include learning and development, talent management, leadership development, talent acquisition, HR, and workforce management. Our HCMX radio host is Rachel Cook, Chief Operating Officer and HCM Analyst at Brandon Hall Group.
Hi, this is Rachel Cook. I'm the COO and the host of Brandon Hall Group's HCMX radio podcast. I'm looking forward to our discussion today with Jen Laban. Laban is the Chief Talent and Diversity Officer at MentorClick. She has over 15 years of experience in talent development, training, and design. Previously, Jen was the owner of Terp Associates, which was recently acquired by MentorClick. Combining Terp's expertise with MentorClick's award-winning mentoring software to expand mentoring content, training, and value for customers, Jen is the author of Mentoring Programs at Work, a unique approach to building scalable and sustainable mentoring programs. She is a regular presenter at the ATD International Conference, ATD Chapters, and MentorCom. Welcome, Jen. It's a pleasure to chat with you today.
Yeah, thank you, Rachel. I'm excited.
You have a very nice background, and it must be exciting now working with MentorClick. And tell me a little bit about yourself beyond what I just mentioned, and how you got into this space, and what do you find so exciting about your career?
Thanks. Yeah, so I have only ever been in the talent development field. I was really lucky that my first real job that I got while I was actually in my undergraduate studies was teaching adults how to use web design tools. And I realized how much I loved teaching and working with adults. So it's all I've done my entire career. And that has really allowed me to try on different areas of the industry. I have been internal. As you said, I owned my own consulting practice. I've been external. I've worked with all different organizations. And really focused on leadership development during that time. So as my career went on, I started to see that the most powerful tool we seem to have for developing leaders was mentoring. And for the last few years, I've really focused on bringing powerful mentoring experiences to organizations, and I love it. It's definitely an exciting career to be in.
Yes, it definitely is, and we see that as well in our research when we've sent out surveys around leadership development, talent management, women in leadership, and we find that mentorship and coaching is one of the most effective ways of developing leaders and at all levels. And, there's obviously other things that are important, but mentoring and is very effective, especially when done well.
Yes. What we see is that mentoring we call it a sustained social learning relationship, right? So part of the reason it's so incredibly powerful for us is because that learning happens over time instead of as sort of a discrete event. And that gives us a lot of flexibility and a lot of opportunities for pursuing strategic results.
Absolutely. And let's talk a little bit about finding and working with a mentor, and why do you find that it is so important, and how do you also, for practitioners, how do you help them find a mentor, and what are some of the advice you can give when designing a mentoring program?
Absolutely. So finding and working with a mentor is just such a, it's actually kind of a frequently asked question when I get to work with groups of people, practitioners in particular. I like to sometimes say that talent development can kind of be a lonely world because it's usually a very small pocket of a larger organization. And for practitioners in that space, I highly recommend that they find a mentor to work with, at least one, especially before maybe designing their own mentoring program. I think everyone should have a positive mentoring experience to draw from so that they can design a mentoring experience that will be impactful for others. And it's important. It's kind of I equate it to an instructional designer, someone who designs education or training or workshops, and having never facilitated one before. If you've never facilitated a workshop, it's really difficult to understand what a facilitator needs. So the same is true for practitioners. If you've never really had a great mentor who's had a big impact on your career, then it's really difficult to create a mentoring experience for others that will change the trajectory of their career.
And when you say practitioner, just for anyone listening in, how do you define a practitioner?
Well, in this case, I'm really talking about anyone who works in the talent development space, is in HR, but also I would also say that there's a lot of people without the official HR titles that have to design learning experiences. Sales leaders who onboard new sales professionals and want to connect them with a mentor. Well, it's more than just making the introductions, understanding that the mentoring relationship is one that can be really impactful and have a lot of results, but it does have to be set up in the right way.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, it's interesting that we see that many people that have been successful or that are successful leaders, they don't just have one mentor. Mm-hmm. You know, what is the recommended number of mentors? I think it's what, at least 7 to 10, if not more.
Yeah, I mean, really, I want as many people as possible to understand that there's no one single mentor. We're kind of groomed by popular media to think that there's going to be that one Yoda or one Mr. Miyagi or who's going to show up in your life and give you all the answers that you're looking for in all areas of your life. But truly, the best mentors have a pretty narrow focus. I personally have a mentor in, as far as the industry goes. I have a mentor who really is outside of my industry, but we talk about business and profitability. I have a parenting mentor. I have a gardening mentor. And it's really about knowing what I want from that learning relationship and identifying different mentors who can fulfill that need.
Absolutely. And you, even having a spiritual mentor, my husband recently met with one of our deacons for lunch, and it just kind of turned out into now he has a spiritual mentor. And so you have different experts mm-hmm. and different, you know, people that can have a huge impact, and you know, inside and outside, that can help shape who you are and make you the best you, right? And it's about making sure you have the right balance of mental, spiritual, physical, and I think there's more than that. I can't think mm-hmm. of the other. But and that's what, and then, so, you know, what is your advice if someone, you know, for that, you know, that may not have, you know, how do you find mentors?
So I recommend that if someone is looking for a mentor, that the very first thing you really need to know is what you want to focus on, where you want to grow. That will narrow your pool of mentor candidates down, and it'll help you do the big ask when you do identify someone, asking them to be your mentor. After you know what you're working on, I think the next step is to look internally and external to your organization. Sometimes professionally, the best mentors for us are outside of our day-to-day, outside of our organization. They might have perspective that you really need. That's third-party, objective perspective on that. There's also benefits, though, to looking internally. If you can find someone that is a good fit for you, internal connections are immensely important to us as we pursue our careers. And once you've and then also there's sort of the completely outside, you know, two steps outside of our organization, even people that we follow, bloggers, folks on social media, podcasters, even think about some of these people that you really follow and you really appreciate their perspective on. It may be a really good idea to reach out to one of them and say that you're looking for a mentor, and here's what connected you to them, and ask them if they would be interested in mentoring you.
And you have, well, MentorFlex has a really great client example of how they have transitioned from paper-based, or kind of keeping their mentoring program on, you know, on spreadsheets, and now they've advanced into leveraging your tool, and they're able to measure the ROI, and that's with Bacardi, and they're going to be speaking at our Women in Leadership Summit on May 1st, and they, you know, they've really have been able to demonstrate such a huge impact within a few years time frame. Can you tell us a little bit about your tool and how you know, how it works, and you know, how you can also show the ROI and how much easier it is once you are kind of transitioning from more of an informal or paper-based mentoring program to be able to deliver it through a online tool?
Absolutely. And you mentioned Bacardi, our customer. The champion there, her name is Tio Zubiria, and she has seen amazing results from using the platform combined with just an incredible diversity and inclusion initiative in their Women in Leadership program. And she is, and then that program is a great example of how we can leverage technology, we can leverage tools to create impact and measure results. So they are doing a great job of using the MentorClick platform to manage, track, and report on their mentoring programs. And I have to tell you, once upon a time, I was building mentoring programs. I was internal in a talent development department with a mid-sized organization. And I was building a mentoring program with about 150 participants. And it took me a full week sitting with multiple spreadsheets to try and match up all of these participants. And as soon as I got close, I would have to change something, and it created a domino effect. So it took me a full week. It was kind of a nightmare, and definitely not the way that I would have preferred to spend that time. So there's so much lift, there's so much value to be gained by creating automation and creating capability for talent development professionals by using tools like the MentorClick platform. The platform itself is pretty amazing. You mentioned at the beginning that my company was acquired by MentorClick recently, and this entire process started because my team was just so had so much respect for the platform and how much value it added to practitioners in being able to set up and design mentoring programs, enable matching and different types of matching within mentoring programs, communication and resources and milestones and reporting and tracking. It's just a really amazing product, so we're excited to be a part of that team.
And I'm excited to learn more from Tio. And we had a discussion recently, and it's amazing the results that they have been able to demonstrate. Mm-hmm. And we know how powerful, from the research and from anecdotal stories from leaders and managers that have mentoring programs, and how important it is for mentoring and to be also a mentor. So I think giving back, as you are able to receive mentorship, then, you know, you have the ability also as you have more experience or not even, you know, it's funny because even like new generations coming into the workforce, they have, you know, they can be mentors if they have, you know, whatever technology skills or, you know, different experiences that maybe somebody that is more senior. So you don't always have to think of a mentor of being the senior leader for you to have a benefit of their, you know, receiving some level of advice or skills.
Absolutely. We know research shows that there are immense benefits for both, for everyone involved. And sometimes the most valuable relationships are set up as peer relationships or colleagues. What's important is that you have someone who shows up as an ally, as an advisor, as an advocate and a sponsor for you. And different programs actually really require different types of relationships, different types of matches and connections. It really depends on what strategically you want from these mentoring relationships and what results you're trying to drive. Plenty of peer programs get us great results as well because it establishes community. It helps people connect. It learn cross-functionally what's going on maybe within an organization. So absolutely, you never really know who might be a great mentor. And of course, there's a really amazing benefit. Once someone participates in a mentoring relationship as a mentee, they become far more capable of being a mentor themselves and creating a legacy that way.
Right. And there are differences between sponsorship and mentorship, right? How would you describe the two in the relationships that they have?
That is a great question because I think that I've found in my career that we tend to get pretty stuck on language. Before we talk about sponsor and mentor, let me talk about mentor and coach because over the last almost two decades, every time I come across the mentor versus coach debate, it always comes down to language. And sometimes what I call a mentor is what you call a coach and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And I'm having that conversation about mentor and sponsor a lot now, too. In my world, when I think of a mentor, it's someone who is helping you grow and develop in identified areas. And their role is to help guide, to help give direction, certainly to ask great questions, and to help facilitate your learning and debrief. A part of that might be being a sponsor. And so the sponsorship relationship is really about being able to connect you to resources, to people inside and outside of an organization, to be able to stand behind you, basically attach their name to your work and say, this is somebody I endorse and this is somebody I believe in. So sponsorship is, I think of it as sort of a flavor, potentially a skill set utilized within a mentoring relationship.
That's a really good definition, and I think both are very beneficial to your career and helping, and as well as how you give back to your community as well. So, do you have any other, Jen? Are there any other updates or major initiatives that you're working on for the year?
Yeah, we are, our team gets to work with so many different organizations in a lot of different industries. And across the board, we have what we call our strategic framework, which is to say learning relationships occur for so many different purposes. And they range from high potential and leadership programs to functional programs such as sales or IT to diversity and inclusion and specific areas of diversity and inclusion. So one of my areas of focus this year is to really highlight what's possible for mentoring within diversity and inclusion. We mentioned Bacardi earlier, and Bacardi has seen such great results from their women's program. There's other customers who are utilizing veterans programs, for example, affinity circles, And we're really looking at what we can do with diversity and inclusion, since this is really a topic that every organization is looking at, and it's important across the board. We want to make sure that we are providing incredible resources for our customers around that area.
And speaking of diversity, inclusion, and women in leadership or gender initiatives, we're really excited to have your team on board as a sponsor for a Women in Leadership Summit coming up on May 1st and 2nd, and to have one of your clients, Tia Zubiria from Bacardi, speak on the benefits of coaching and mentoring strategies for women leaders. So we have a lot of exciting things coming up, and we're looking forward to having you there and very appreciative of your partnership.
Yeah, thank you. We're very excited as well.
Thank you so much, Jen, for chatting with me today about these exciting topics. And it was a lot of fun to learn more about your transition with MentorClick and all the exciting areas that you're working on. Thanks again for joining me for our discussion today.
Thank you.
And those of you that are listening in, if you have not registered for our Women in Leadership Summit, please do so. The event will be held on May 1st and 2nd at the Marriott Harbor Beach Club in Fort Lauderdale. We have a lot of great topics across a variety of areas and interactive sessions and workshops, and we are looking forward to seeing you all there. If you have any questions, please contact us at success@brandonhall.com. Thank you, and have a great day.